some wonderful wisdom in the book of Proverbs. Yeah. Little pithy sayings that kind of get right to the point. This has always been one of my favorite ones, especially it says about the, I always like to say when somebody tells you a story or so forth and you go and find out really what the true story is, that the story sounds pretty good until you hear the other side. And that's what it is with too, is with debate and civil discourse and different things that we have. Because we need to work out, we need to communicate with one another. But in verse 21, the commentary in my Bible talks about coincidences. Verse 21 says, for those who love to talk will experience the consequences for the tongue, because the tongue can kill or nourish life. And the commentary says this, words may appear to be harmless, merely little containers that carry ideas and thoughts, but what they carry can also be deadly. Our words can destroy a mate's self-esteem, a child's sense of personal value. So with our own words, we can tear ourselves down. You don't think about that. Hey, good morning. Tear ourselves down. I'm grateful that you're here. I love those pictures from North Carolina.
Thank you.
Y'all had a good time? Good, good. You needed a little bit of time away. I hear you. In the book of Proverbs, that verse 21 we were talking about, those who love to talk will experience the consequences, where the tongue can kill or nourish life. And the consequences of our talk is what I was given the little commentary here in my Bible. It says, our words can destroy a mate's self-esteem or a child's sense of personal value. With our own words, we can tear ourselves down. And I never thought about that much, but we do sometimes. We tear ourselves down. You know, woe is me. So if God created the heavens and the earth by saying, let there be light, evidently words have got a lot of power. Because he created the whole existence of our life and our planet by simply saying, let there be light. So with our words, we can discourage or frighten others or destroy their reputation. Our words may be evil and thus violate God's holy ways for us. Words can be consequences as surely as the actions that they perpetrate. So.